Hey, Gracie.
Actually, Chris, it's accounted for. So you're fine. Amber has an extra passenger, and then you have Robbie, right?
Right.
Okay, they're all accounted for.
Got that. Thank you. They gave me $6 in quarters.
Copy. Go ahead, Shorty.
Okay, Mel was a cancel, and Alan is, I don't know what you want to classify him, I guess, no show, but I talked to John.
Copy.
And Alan is, he's going to take him into town, I think.
So Alan does need his ride home?
Yep.
Gracie, this is Hummingbird again, when you get a second.
Go ahead.
Yeah, the paperwork that had my name on it is for a James E. So I will turn that in at the end of the day. I don't have him currently, but I'll do a sheet for Kenyon.
Copy. Thank you for being flexible, everybody. I'll continue working with Connie this morning to see what kind of shuffling we can do to make it match up a little easier.
Radio check 257.
Sounding clear.
Is that a Concordia driver?
Yeah, that sounded like Elvie if you wanted to get your info.
Concordia driver, was that you signing on?
It was.
This is Hummingbird. I've got a Jason K that is on County Road 170 up there. Do you know how it states that he has an oversized chair? Do you know how oversized?
It seems like a normal chair. He's a little guy.
Hey, that seems odd. Is it very difficult to get to?
No, you just north past Love's, and it'll be the first left turn after you pass Love's. You turn left and then stay on the blacktop veer to the right, and it's the fifth house on the right. Pull down in the driveway until you're flat surface for your ramp.
Copy that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Gracie, I'm headed in. Would you mind editing that in Jason's preferences?
Copy.